What's up, guys? Welcome back to another daily Bible reading snapshot. Today we're looking at a brand new book, the book of 1 Samuel. So really, the book of 1 Samuel is really just part one of a book that was originally called Samuel. So in the Jewish Bible, they're not even separated. It's really one book. So when you see 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, I want you to think of them as one big book. And the reason they are separated is just kind of to help us make them a little bit smaller. And a way that you can remember this is Samuel is really about three characters. It's about Samuel, it's about Saul, and it's about David. And the first book of 1 Samuel is mostly all about Samuel, Saul, and the rise of David. 2 Samuel is about David as the king. So that's what we're dealing with here. New book, and this is a history book. So this is going to not remind us so much of Deuteronomy. This is going to remind us more of Numbers or Genesis or Exodus, one of these narrative books. So it's a lot like the book of Judges that we just read. It's a continuation of the story. So 1 Samuel 1 starts with this couple who can't have any kids. So this lady named Hannah is barren. She cannot have any kids. And she goes to God and she asks God for a son. And she meets this priest named Eli on the way. And Eli thinks that she's actually a bad lady and she's not doing the right thing. And Hannah says, no, I'm just praying to God for a son. I'm praying to God for a child. She doesn't even say a son. She just says, I want a baby. And God graciously answers Hannah's prayer, gives her this baby, and that baby's name is Samuel. And that starts basically the main character of this story so far. So Hannah prays in chapter 2. She talks about how good God is. I mean, there's a couple of key verses here for you to think about. Verse 2 says, there is none holy like the Lord. There is none besides you. There is no rock like our God, saying how good God is. Also, verse number 10 talks about how the adversaries of the Lord will be broken to pieces. If you want to go oppose God, Hannah says here, just know that God, he's a warrior. It says, against them, he will thunder in heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth, and he will give strength to his king and exalt the power of his anointed one. Which is very interesting because you don't have a king at this point. But this whole book is looking forward to the king that God's going to choose, the man named David. So that's what we see here. Also, we see that Eli, this priest, does not have good kids. Eli's sons are actually wicked people, and God says he's going to reject them and oppose them. So that's actually what we see start to play out in chapter 3 a little bit. Because in chapter 3, God chooses the boy Samuel to be a priest for God, not Eli's sons. So Samuel, he's born, he does some things, he lives with Eli actually at this temple, and he is going to serve God, and God calls out to him, and Samuel responds. And it says at the end of this chapter, verse 19, 20, and 21 in chapter 3 says, and Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all of Israel, from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south, knew that Samuel was established as a prophet. So he's now not only a prophet, he's an authoritative prophet. People look to him to say, what's God saying? We need to go to Samuel to speak the word of the Lord to us. And that's what happens here. So that's a great introduction to the beginning of this book, because we're going to see how Samuel's life plays out. We're going to see some of his successes, some of his failures, and we're also going to see how God raises up a kingdom in this nation. So there we go. That's 1 Samuel chapter 1 to 3. Now let's turn to the New Testament. We're looking at Luke chapter 12, the beginning of this chapter, Luke 12, 1 to 34. So a big part of this chapter, what we see is Jesus warning the people about the Pharisees. He says at the beginning, hey, be careful that you don't become a hypocrite like they're hypocrites. Then he says, don't be afraid of people. And the hypocrites, they do things so that other people will see them. Jesus says, I want you to follow me and serve me with your whole heart. Do it from the inside out. So he says, fear me. Don't fear these other people. Fear me. And the extension of that is, if you're going to fear God and not people, you shouldn't be embarrassed to be known as a person who follows Christ, which is what he goes into next. Then he talks about anxiety and money and talks about how people are anxious about a lot of things. And Jesus reminds us, and we should just take this straight away, we should not be worried about what we have or what we don't have. We shouldn't be concerned that if God provides more to some than to others. And he actually tells a parable here of a guy who was just interested in all that he had. And that's where his whole identity was just placed in all the stuff he had. And Jesus says that life is not about how much stuff you have. And that's a helpful reminder for us. And we should be careful that our hearts are not drawn to that. That we just think, oh, our life is just about how much stuff we have. And the people that have more stuff are more valuable than other people. Jesus says that's ridiculous. But then on the flip side, he says, don't be anxious about what you have. If you feel like you don't have a lot, don't be anxious because God is going to take care of you. He takes care of the grass of the fields. He takes care of the birds in the sky. He's going to take care of you. So if you are anxious about something, let this text speak to you today. God's word speaks and it says that you need to not be anxious about things. You need to trust God instead. So that's today's DBR. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for another daily Bible reading snapshot.